An 18-degree day in Niagara Falls was a relative heat wave and made for a good time to see who might be at Niagara Falls State Park. After trekking from the parking lot, I first found Melissa Hardesty and Joe Guinness taking in the sights at the edge of the falls. The two drove up for the day from Binghamton, New York.
What brought you two out here today?
We heard it was pretty in the winter. We actually came to the falls for the first time this summer. And at the time, we saw some pictures of the frozen falls. And with this cold snap, we figured we'd come check it out.
Everywhere you look is picturesque, from benches surrounded in snow to trees, lampposts, and just about everything else covered in ice. Also getting covered are the pathways throughout the park, but not if people like Aaron Green can help it. He's a member of the maintenance crew that works round the clock to keep them clear. Dressed in a big blue parka, ski mask, and bright orange rubber gloves, that's exactly what I found him doing.
What is it like to keep up with the ice and the cold here?
It's rough. It gets really cold during the day. I mean, only thing we could do is keep shoveling, keep putting the calcium down, make sure the ice is gone. And about it.
Inside the warmth of the administration office, I found the staff all wearing thick winter sweaters. Director Mark Thomas is clearly proud of the park he runs, especially at this time of year when the weather and number of visitors can be unpredictable. But the nice surprise for him has been a 30% increase in 2017's end-of-year attendance compared to the year before, when high temperatures around the holidays reached into the 40s and 50s. Snow and ice was hard to come by.
That tells you something right there. People are coming out because there's something to see. It's unique. It's got that charm that when the sun shines on it, it sparkles, and it's really beautiful.
There's plenty to see in the park, but Thomas recommends Goat Island as one of the special features. From there, you can get closer to the Canadian side known as the Horseshoe Falls. On the island, plenty of people are wandering the paths along the edge of the water, but not too close. Areas like Terrapin Point, which brings you to the edge of the horseshoe, are closed off since maintenance can't keep up with the ice and snow. But nearby, David Fertig and his son Benjamin stopped for a quick chat along the path.
Was it worth it today?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's just gorgeous.
The two heard news reports of how beautiful Niagara Falls was looking and were hoping to enjoy a bit of natural wonder with other people. They certainly didn't leave disappointed, but they did go away a little enlightened.
Are you amazed that it doesn't fully freeze over, that it just keeps going?
We were just talking about that, actually. I had thought before we were here last time that it did completely freeze over. And my son was just saying he had thought the same thing. This is the first time he's seen it in winter like this.
It's a common misconception that the falls actually freeze in the winter. Back at his office, Mark Thomas explains.
The falls is not going to freeze over. It would take a severe winter that, you know, would just be way beyond what people are really struggling with this year. That falls is that there's so much water flowing over that the brink of those falls that it does not freeze.
Upwards of 22 million gallons per minute is what's flowing in the wintertime. And believe it or not, that's only about half of the summer flow.
From Canada, if you're looking across, and after the ice mound builds up in front of it, it looks like the falls is frozen. It did a couple of years ago when we had a real severe winter. But if you look, there's mist coming up off the top of the... That tells you there's moving water.
But just because the falls don't freeze doesn't mean you can't. With bitter temperatures and plenty of wind, that mist will freeze on contact.
So when that hits your clothing, it freezes and it on your face. It can sting a little bit, it feels like. So, you know, cover up and wear the appropriate footwear that grips well as wear jackets and gloves and hats and scarves, whatever you need to stay warm.
But bottom line, experiencing the very different reality of Niagara Falls in the winter is well worth it. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.